Tyrone Tracy Jr. ran 4 times for 37 yards and a touchdown in Friday's 23-6 win over the Jets and cleared a first-half concussion evaluation along the way, per Michael Haney at G-Men HQ. After 2 straight weeks of putting the ball on the ground, the finale was the answer week. He is on the initial 53-man roster the Giants announced Sunday, one of 4 running backs, per the team's official release. The last published depth chart before cutdown, John Fennelly's unofficial one at Giants Wire, dated August 25th, listed him 2nd, behind only Cam Scatabo, and called his roster spot secure. He survived what G-Men HQ called ridiculous speculation that he'd be cut, and the roster sheet ended that conversation. No depth chart has followed the cutdown, so that August 25th order is still the last one published. Keep the ledger honest in both directions. One good night does not close a 2-game fumble file. He answered the audition, he has not settled it. And the concussion note deserves precision. He was evaluated in the first half and cleared, per Haney, and no follow-up reporting on the protocol reached us after Friday. The room around him finished at 4. Eric Gray was cut, per Matt Sidney at G-Men HQ, and Najee Harris took his first game action since his Achilles rehab Friday and walked off healthy, per G-Men HQ's finale coverage. Last week, this file said the trust ledger was moving the wrong way at the wrong time. 2 fumbles in 2 weeks, a veteran signed into the room, the passing down seat shrinking. This week rebutted that read directly, and we say so. He played, produced, protected the ball, and made the roster. Back in June, our preview built Tracy's case on 2 seasons over 1,000 scrimmage yards and 74 catches in 2 years. With the passing down role as the realistic seat, and the resume held up better than a fortnight of August suggested it might. The seat itself still has to be won weekly, in a backfield that runs 4 deep. We'll pick the file back up as week 1 takes shape. Data via NFLverse.